So 2K and today, Michael and Nikki here, chilling out on a Friday morning, sunshine, blue skies, everybody in a good mood.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just saying, it's a bittersweet day.
It is a bittersweet day.
It is.
Yeah.
Should I do it?
Do you want to spill the beans or?
I think I should.
Okay. Let's just try to pull this Band-Aid.
Okay. So some things have come up in my life and, yeah. Oh, this is harder than I thought.
Yeah.
Today is my last day on air with you.
I know. We're really, really sorry to hear that.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
And I did move my life to be here with you.
Yeah.
And so it's a bittersweet day.
It is. It does suck. And I just want listeners to know that it puts me in a... It's everyone's in a weird position here.
Yeah.
Because I'm still here and we'll be here on Monday.
Right.
You will not be.
I will not.
And I don't want. I'm anticipating. You know, people are going to be like, "Well, you what happened? What happened? What happened?" And it's not. We didn't fire you. Okay,
right.
So that.
Yeah.
It just isn't the right place for where you're at in life.
Right.
Is a nice way to say it.
Right, and I just wish it was different.
Yeah.
And it's hard. Like, you know, I'm choking up and I'm being very vulnerable right now because I love this community. I love this station. You're my favorite person in Billings. And your family has been so kind to me. I can't thank them enough. And it's hard not having my support system here with me.
Sure.
You know, just a string of bad luck since I've moved here and other little things. But I'm grateful for the people I've met. And the opportunity has been amazing, and I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying in Billings.
You stay here, man. You're B-Town. You're Tragic City now.
Yeah. I'm still here. So
you're down roots.
Yeah, you're going to see me around, and you can feel free to come talk to me. I'm probably not going to talk about work and why I'm...
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. It's better for my soul. It's been very long days since the beginning.
Yeah.
And we're missing Johnny V.
Well, we're short-staffed, and so everybody tries to pick up extra pieces, and we have commitments that oftentimes are in evenings, and we get up early, and
you
burn the candle at both ends, and try to make it work, and still have some sort of life outside of work. Sometimes it's really, really hard.
It's extremely tough. Thank you for saying that. Yeah,
I mean, that's just a fact of this job.
It is. Like, I know, I want the listeners to know, like, it is a very fun job, but it is also very time consuming.
Yeah.
And I always felt bad saying no to people's events because I had to do it. I had to have boundaries with myself I can have energy for the show.
Yeah. Well, like yesterday, Tyler, Big Air Bash, we got a VIP table. Our company has a table. You guys coming out? And as much as I would love to go to Big Air Bash, I'm so tired on the weekend.
Yeah.
After we work like 12-hour days.
Right.
That I have to put those boundaries up and be like, you know, I'd love to go. I'll support you guys on the air. But I turn down events all the time.
I know. And I feel bad for turning down events. You know, because it's like, oh, wait, it sounds good in the moment. I want to go do it. Yeah. But then the day of, it's like, wow, I've been go all week. I need to rest.
You have to.
And having those healthy boundaries has been a huge soul journey for me.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm letting some people down here. And I'm sorry if that is the case, but I gotta go.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's been a pretty fun ride.
It has.
I mean, this part anyway.
Oh, I love this show.
This portion of our day.
I love the show, and I loved the remote broadcast, but it's true. We are short-staffed, and we're all, you know, trying to learn things on the fly and make sure everyone gets taken care of, especially with, you know, our spots and our sponsors and everything like that. It's been a lot, and I appreciate everyone's confidence in me to get it done.
Yeah.
I do have it, but it's time for me to go work with some animals.
Well, we've had, you know, and it just so happened that you moved here right about the time we were having some, you know, management changes within our within our building. And so there was a lot of flying different pieces and different personalities and newness and gaps and things that it was just bad. It just kind of...
Weird timing. Yeah, I wouldn't say bad because I love Billings and I love the people here. This community is amazing.
Yeah.
And you guys are going to see me out and about. Feel free to get me on Facebook and Instagram.
Well, you can actually go out now because you don't have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Yeah.
And, like, that's just the thing is that I am a morning person, but when you're go all day until 6 p.m., I'm like, oh, girl, I got to go to sleep.
I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
Tired, boss.
So I wanted to thank the listeners. Thanks for bringing me along with you.
Yeah. I feel like we haven't heard the last of Nikki Vega.
You have not.
No, that's for sure.
For sure.
All right. Well, let's power down. Let's power down and get through the rest of this show, okay?
Of course.
All right. It's Michael and Nikki here for the final countdown.
We're professionals, damn it!
I'm professional. That's right. We'll be back after the break. It's 8:18.